This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good morning. Our report today again comes from the National FFA Convention, but instead of talking with a local chapter, we'll be visiting with a state officer. Joey Burretier was elected Illinois FFA president in June and is enjoying his time being on the state officer committee. And as it turns out, Joey has family in the WSMI listening area. Joey, nice to see you here in Indy. How are things going for you so far this school year?
It's going great. I'm having a fantastic time here at the National FFA Convention, meeting members all from around the state, and we actually just got done with the delegate process where we worked on bettering not just Illinois FFA, but National FFA for the next 90 years, so it's been just a tremendous week so far.
Awesome. Well, sounds great. I know there's still a few more days to go, so hopefully you keep having great experiences. Talk to us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and your background?
So I'm originally from Waterloo, Illinois, the Waterloo FFA chapter. And a little bit about myself, I worked at a plant and produce store called Stuckmeyer's, where basically that was my exposure to the agriculture industry, so I like to call myself a flower farmer. But yes, I enjoyed selling produce, and then I became involved in the FFA going into high school. And growing up in St. Louis, I wasn't really exposed to a lot of agriculture, but through the FFA organization, I was able to find my love, my passion for agriculture education and for the FFA. And fortunate enough, here I am today to stand as the Illinois FFA state president, so loving every minute of it.
Awesome. Well, and as I understand, you've got some family members who live in the WSMI listening area.
Yes, I would like to give a special shout-out to Carol and Dorothy Heckemeyer, also to my cousins and my aunt and uncles, the Bertolinos, Mark and Tammy Bertolino.
Awesome. So you're familiar with the station. I think you even said you used to hear it when you'd visit them.
Yes, WSMI. Yeah, gotta love that jingle. I enjoy it.
Well, that's a pretty great... You did a pretty great job singing that, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
So talk to us about events that you've been working on throughout the school year with the state officer team. I think some chapter visits. Talk to us about how those have been going.
So we have been doing 3 weeks of chapter visits now, and what we do is we go to a chapter for basically a class period and do a leadership workshop talking about the FFA. And I've just spent the past few weeks up north because originally from southern Illinois, I wanted to be exposed to a different area of Illinois, and it's been just an amazing experience. And actually in the following weeks, I'll be in Section 15, basically the Edwardsville area. So I'll be very close to the WSMI area, and I am so excited for another 2 weeks of chapter visits, just having a great time with it, meeting students all around the great state of Illinois.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I can see the smile on your face. So it's great that you're having such a good time with this officer position. What made you want to run for state office and pursue this?
So what made me want to run for state office is basically, you know, I like to talk about the diversity of this organization. You know, I was influenced at state convention last year by the retiring addresses from our state officers, and I listened to Sonny Perdue talk about how the future of agriculture is now and how FFA members truly are the future in agriculture, and I believe that statement. And what made me run a state office is I want to lead the future leaders in Illinois agriculture, and I hopefully want to give them some lessons in leadership development that will help them make an impact, and like our theme says, be bold for Illinois and for the nation.
So you're not quite halfway through the school year yet. Yeah. Have you taken a year off from school and then are going to college? I know sometimes that's the case with state officers.
Yes, so I was fortunate enough to be elected in mid-June, and then so I had to take a year off of school. And next year I'll be attending the University of Illinois to major in agricultural education because I want to be a high school ag teacher.
Joey Burretier, Illinois FFA president from Waterloo, from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Katie Wilson.